Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Oh, it's time for another horrifying story podcast episode. Oh, this episode, Sammy James sits down with another wonderful guest. They talk about Carrie, the book, and Carrie, the movie, and Carrie, the other version of the movie. They also talk about other things. Sammy James might want to edit this a little bit, but if she didn't, you're gonna find some things out. But anyway, please. Okay. Hold your loved ones close. Get ready for the chilling tale of Elani Nishel. Enjoy!
Well, hello. Thanks for doing this. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Sammy. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a week, but we don't need to get into that. I have my guests introduce themselves on this, and I like to, because there've definitely been episodes where it's gone on for a while, and I'm like, oh, I haven't had you do this. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'd love to. My name is Elani Nishel. I am a DC comic. I've been doing comedy for about a year, and I currently run an online comedy show called Witty Wednesday, and I have an upcoming comedy competition that I'm doing at Magoobie's Joke House in Baltimore, Maryland on December 6th.
Cool. You know, I didn't know you'd only been doing stand-up for a year.
Yeah, I'm still pretty new to it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I get that a lot. I think I'm just weird. I don't know.
I mean, I never know how long anyone's been doing stand-up.
That's fair. Yeah, sometimes you just can't tell with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I've been at it for about a year. My background that kind of got me started in comedy is I was raised by two Black Republicans in the middle of the Texas Panhandle and was homeschooled for most of my life. So that's where most of my quirky personality comes from, is that.
Yeah. So you've told the audience your intro to comedy. What was your intro to horror?
Oh gosh, one time my mom, she was going to get her hair done and she left me in charge of babysitting my younger sister. And my mom's hair appointments, they would take forever, right? So my sister and I, we like to watch things on the Chiller Channel, which is, I don't even know if that's the channel.
I don't think it is. I know what you're talking about, but I think that's long gone.
Yeah, but that was our thing, right? Like, mom would go off to the gym or whatever, and we'd be like, okay, great, this lady's gone. Perfect. And we would turn on the Chiller Channel and watch, like, The Twilight Zone, or there was this old 80s show called Monsters. But one day, I remember there was this movie on, and it was called Carrie. And it was the 2002 version of Stephen King's novel, Carrie.
Okay.
I had never heard of it before. I was 13. Faith was 8. And we were just fascinated by the whole, like, plot line. Like, oh my gosh, this girl is getting bullied. And, like, how is she, like, the description in the TV guidebook said, like, she was going to get her revenge. And so we were just sitting there wondering, like, how is this frail, skinny white girl going to get revenge on her entire school? Like, it just doesn't seem plausible. Like, she seems pretty harmless. And then as the movie is going on, like, you see that Carrie is learning how to harness her telekinetic skills. Mm-hmm. And we just like, what the fuck? We were fascinated, right? Like, I was like, what's going to happen now? And then, you know, when the pig blood scene happened and then she electrocuted everybody in that gym, I had never been more terrified and excited in my entire life. And after that, I was like obsessed with everything Stephen King. I was obsessed with horror. Like, I wanted more stories where I was just sitting there watching it going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess that was my first introduction to horror.
Yeah. I know the original Carrie was a big formative one for me.
Yeah, I like the original Carrie as well. I just happened to see the 2002 version first.
Yeah. Have you seen the newest one? I think it's from like 2011 or something.
I think it's a little bit more.
Is it more recent?
I think it was like 2000. Oh gosh, it had Chloe something. I can't remember the last name. Yeah. But I did see that one.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that big of a fan of it because I felt like they altered the original plot too much.
Okay.
And like, me, the whole theme of Carrie is the actual original plot. So, yeah, but I did see it, but I still prefer the 2002 version over everything.
Yep. Now, have you ever seen Carrie 2, The Rage?
What a disaster that was.
So you have, She had, like, the tattoo. Like, it was, like, the rose tattoo or whatever.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, bad. It's not good. Not good, but I remember we watched that one in secret too, and we were both just like, no. But that was kind of my intro to horror, and I've liked the genre ever since. There are a few horror movies that I like can't deal with. There's one on Hulu, it's called Mom and Dad, and like, there's just a very disturbing scene in that one that I like cannot get behind. So like, I don't watch anything where like animals are getting harmed or like movies are getting harmed. Like, I can't deal with that. That's like my, that's the line for me. Like, I don't know. Have you ever seen that movie Splice?
Yeah.
Yeah. The cat scene bothers me like to this day. I really cannot think about it too much.
Yeah.
So, but everything else though is pretty much fair game. I think the most original horror movie that I've seen that I don't even know if it's like categorized as a horror movie now, but it should be. It's Tusk with Justin Long.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh my god!
I just never got to. I just haven't gotten to it. And I'll be like, oh yeah, that movie, and then I still won't get to it.
Maybe that's for the best because it is very disturbing.
Is it?
It is so disturbing. I remember I turned it on at like midnight, and then I fell asleep. I woke up in the middle of it, and that was a bad idea.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment's in that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, he is all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. But yeah, it's a weird movie. It has an original plot line, but it's very weird and it's not a movie. Yeah, what are some of your favorite horror movies, Sammy?
I mean, Ginger Snaps will always be up there. If I had to say like three off the top of my head, Ginger Snaps, Demon Knight, and Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Why the third one?
Because it's the best one.
Think so.
And I don't know, like, well, and I think that was the first one I saw in that series. And it just, it hit me at the right age, where it has just always, it I don't know, it was almost like an important, I feel weird saying it's like calling it like an important movie to me, but it kind of was. Like, and
that's valid.
Yeah, and it's also like, I don't know, Kincaid will always be one of my favorite characters ever in horror movies.
That's understandable, yeah. Plus, I like the whole series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're all good.
Yeah, like, they're all mm-hmm. unique in their own way. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Dream Child and Freddy's Dead are probably near the bottom for me, but I can watch them. I can rewatch them.
See, you're stronger than I am. I can't rewatch them. I can't. I'm like, they're so cheesy.
And I mean, I'm not a big movie rewatcher. In all honesty, like, even my favorite movies, I don't really rewatch. I need to have quite a bit of time in between. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Because, like, I don't want to, like, if I've already seen it, I don't want to be bored.
Exactly.
I mean? Like, I've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Kind of thing.
Have you seen Demon Knight? Do you know this movie I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but I've never seen it before. No.
Yeah, it is. That's a movie. That's a horror movie I love recommending to people. It is, and I mean, it's Jada Pinkett Smith. I think it was an early role.
That sounds about right for her.
Yeah, and and she's the final girl in that too. So,
finally, a black character makes it
right.
I'm trying to think of other horror movies. I think another one that I genuinely, like, it disturbed me growing up was Child's Play. I don't even remember how we got to watching that, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, so, like, alarming to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, to this day, I'm, like, the Chucky doll.
Yeah, and that's a movie that, like, you know, the sequels, they definitely get, like, cheesier and cheesier as they go on. But that first one, it holds up as a legitimately scary movie.
It does! Because, like, what the fudge? It's a doll chasing you around the house. It doesn't get more terrifying than that.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think.
Yeah.
But I remember I watched it when I was like, oh goodness. Maybe 8 or 9? That was a bad idea.
I mean, that was probably the age I was when I saw The Shining, so.
Oh, gosh. There's so much TV that, like, I probably shouldn't have watched as a younger kiddo, but did anyways. It's so silly. But, like, there's so much. I feel like that's the best way to, like, kind of, you know, learn about these things, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Looking back, I feel like it was probably the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Watching, I don't know.
Yeah.
It definitely helped form my personality. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And who I am today. But, like, I think that's my, like, I like horror movies where, like, the plot is actually, like, it's a little unimaginable, but it's still just plausible enough to mess with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I know I don't like the horror movies that are, like, so grounded in reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Silence of the Lambs, no thank you.
I like Silence of the Lambs, but it is, like, very creepy. I'm also somebody who's, like, very into true crime, mm-hmm. but it's been making me so paranoid that I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to take a break mm-hmm. here soon. Yeah.
See, I am not. Like, I am very, like, I can't.
I love it so much, but it's like, I am at the point where, like, I, like, have to, like, mm-hmm. make sure all my doors are locked, and, like, I have to, like, look up all my dates before I go on a date with them, because I'm like, I don't want to, like, mm-hmm. get murdered by them or whatever secret wife that they're hiding. Like, I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, maybe it's a good thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me from getting murdered.
Yeah. I rewatched Fatal Attraction not long ago. Just, that's what popped into my head when you said that.
How did that make you feel?
I mean, I had conflicting feelings about it.
How so?
I felt bad for the bunny.
I know, the poor bunny. They're so sad. I don't like it when animals get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. It's like, I don't like it when the animals get dragged into it. Everyone else can get murdered, and I'm like, well, whatever. But, like, if the poor bunny gets taken out, I'm just like, why?
Yeah, and it's like, and there are so many horror movies where the dogs die. I'm like,
I know, like, what's up with that?
Like, but I mean, it does tell you, like, right up the bat, like, this is a horrible person.
Really? Do not emulate what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not admirable, and we don't condone it. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, but you still let it happen. So, yeah, I don't know. It's rough out here.
Yeah. So, do you have any favorite, I guess, I'll ask this as kind of a two-part question. If you have any favorite, like, horror comedy movies, but also if you have any favorite just, like, bad horror movies that, like, you watch as a comedy. Those are two different questions.
Yes, I think I'll answer the first one. My favorite horror comedy is Reanimator.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous in the part where, like, the decapitated head is, like, still making a move on that poor girl. It's, like, so, it just doesn't get any campier mm-hmm. than that, you know?
Yeah.
And this scene with the cat being brought back to life, I die every time because it's so ridiculous. The mm-hmm. special effects are so silly. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But I love watching that movie. Like, if I ever need a laugh, like, that is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh, I mean, Shaun of the Dead is a big one for me.
That is a good one. I haven't seen that movie in forever. Like, a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good one, too. I'm trying to think. What else is kind of campy? Frankenstein, that one's funny.
You know, I was surprised by Happy Death Day.
Yeah, me too. I liked it though.
Yeah.
As campy as it was, I liked it. The plot's not original at all, but it still worked.
Yeah.
So it was still pretty. And I feel like I've seen Happy Death Day and then the sequel.
I never saw the sequel.
I like the sequel. Okay. The sequel was good.
Yeah. Have you seen Cooties?
No, I haven't.
With, Why am I blanking on... It's like, why was I blanking on Elijah Wood's name for a second? I'm like...
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's... He's a teacher at elementary school, and there's it's zombies, but it's only the children.
No, I haven't seen that one, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
Are there any other horror movies that you recommend for me to watch?
We're talking specifically horror comedies or?
Just horror in general.
Yeah. I'm thinking of it. It's been a while since I saw it, but Mayhem was pretty good. It had Steven Yeun in it. Let's see. Yeah, now my brain blanks on it. But I just watched Wolf of Snow Hollow yesterday, and it was interesting. And that just came out this year.
Is it on Netflix or Hulu?
I actually just grabbed it off YouTube.
Ooh.
But let me see. Yeah, it's on YouTube, Amazon. You can get it most places, it looks like. And I mean, it has an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. And Ricky Lindholm is in it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll have to put that on my to watch list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a big werewolf person. I don't know about you.
I'm more of like a like subtle invasive thoughts horror person.
Okay.
But I can appreciate a good werewolf flick.
Yeah, it's like werewolves and haunted houses are like two big horror genres for me. I like a ghost story.
Ghost stories are good too. What's your favorite ghost story?
I mean, the others will always be up there for me. The Changeling. For books, I don't know how much horror books you read, but The Good House is amazing.
I'm writing all of this down.
Yeah, and that's what is coming off the top of my head.
Okay, those are good. Did you see the new horror film? It's on Netflix. It's called His House.
No, but I know about it.
Yeah, see, I'm too scared to watch that by myself.
Yeah.
Because, like, I live in my grandma's basement, and I don't want to, like, watch stuff where I'm going to, like, constantly be looking at my bedroom door like, okay, am I going to get murdered down here by myself? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is supposed to be, like, really good. And I'm probably, if I can find somebody to watch it with me this weekend, then I will watch it. Mm-hmm.
I just watched this movie, You Should Have Left.
Ooh, how was that? That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it was good. It was Kevin Bacon's return to horror.
Oh, nice.
It was him and Amanda Seyfried.
Well, that's an interesting pairing.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, listen, there is nothing actually wrong with age differences in couples on the face of it, but the whole time I'm just like, how? I'm just like, what is this? I'm like, they're married? Come on, Hollywood!
Oh no. I'm so dead. That sounds like something worth checking out though. Mm-hmm. For sure.
It was like a haunted Airbnb. Basically.
I can see that. I don't know. I've never had that fear when I've been renting out. You know?
Yeah.
What's your worst fear, Sammy?
Oh, okay. I mean, listen. It is, I don't know that I'd actually call it my worst fear, but I have had, and I mean, I think everyone's having weird dreams right now. I think that's, like, something we're all going through, just because of how weird the world is right now. But I have been having these dreams that I'm melting. This, like, recurring, like, I guess nightmares, but, like, more like anxiety dreams, or just disturbing dreams where I'm melting, and now I'm just like, ah! So that has been, like, I'm just like, oh, that was awful. So, I mean, not a legitimate fear, like, oh, that could happen, but definitely something that I know to be disturbed by now.
Yeah, that's understandable. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm disturbed too.
Yeah. But, yeah, and it's, I don't know, any sort of, like, being trapped scenario. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm like a, like, have a full, like, claustrophobia, but there's definitely like if I were, like, trapped in, like, in, like, an enclosed space, that's probably my worst fear.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I've now told all of my listeners how to destroy me.
No, you've made a mistake. Just edit this out.
It's not worth it. It's like, it's too much effort. That's like I used to have a bit where I talked about, like, the food. I still had to tell it once in a while, but I talk about the foods I can't eat, and part of it was, one of the tags was, one day I'm gonna learn not to tell crowds of people how to kill me.
Oh, God. Hopefully everybody acts responsible with the information being given.
Yep, that's why I'm not saying it to the podcast listeners.
That's smart.
Okay, I am not telling the podcast listeners that I can't eat dairy.
Ugh. But you just...
I don't. Whatever. So, speaking of comedy, the first time I met you was at the comedy show you run.
Yes.
And we played a game that I have a group of friends who I've played this with quite a bit, and I would like to play with you one or two rounds of Marry, Fuck, Kill, since you did it to me.
Okay, that's fair. I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah, you know, I had these in my head, and now I can't think of them, but, okay, so, Marry, Fuck, Kill, Freddy Krueger,
okay,
Shape of Water, Fishman, Dracula.
Okay, so, we're going to fuck Fishman.
Like you do.
What was it? It said Dracula, and the other guy was...
Freddy Krueger.
Okay, we're gonna kill Freddy Krueger and marry Dracula.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the smart play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, you possibly become a vampire, you know, I mean...
Yeah. Rather do that.
Yep. Yeah, plus look at his house.
It's a nice house.
You live in a castle. It's cool.
I love castles.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I am a little bothered by whoever is not killing Freddy Krueger.
Right?
It's like, I'm sorry, what?
Anybody who wants to, like, fuck around with Freddy, something's off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now if you'd like to play one more round, I have a final girl round for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, Laurie Strode.
Okay.
Ripley. Sydney Prescott.
Okay, so we're gonna marry Sydney. We're gonna kill Laurie. We're gonna fuck Ripley.
Yeah.
That's my final answer.
Yeah, I mean, you can't kill Ripley. I mean,
yeah.
For me, that would be a tough choice to just to choose which one to kill. Like, I mean, I'm marrying Ripley, personally.
That's totally fair. I'm just, like, I'm trying to, like, not think about it and just, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just pick. And think about it later.
Yeah, we go. we go live on a spaceship with our cat. It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fun. It'll be everything we ever wanted and more.
So, one of the questions I ask every episode of this show. Have you ever had a real paranormal experience?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Other than my ex after 2 years at a coffee shop and, like, having to pretend like I didn't see him. No. No paranormal experiences for me.
Are you interested in the paranormal? I know I am personally. I consider myself I'm a hopeful skeptic. I don't know about you.
Yes. I mean, like, I believe it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, I haven't had it happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get honestly disappointed when the paranormal comes up either like on this show or just in any conversation, and whoever I'm talking to is just like, oh, I don't believe in any of that. It's like, I get like, I'm just like, oh. it's like, oh, well, this is someone who will never rise above the stage of friendship that they are.
Right, like, keep them in the corner.
It's just like, I mean, we can be friends.
Yeah. You have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's not believing in it, and there's discounting it completely. Like, I'm someone who it's like, listen, I don't know. There probably aren't ghosts, but I really hope there are.
Right? That'd be nice.
You know, but like when someone is just like, no, it's a fact that ghosts aren't real. It's like, oh, you know ghosts aren't real? Fuck you.
Prove it.
And those are always the people who are like, it's just like, yeah, ghosts aren't real. One time I saw a severed hand, but it wasn't a ghost. It's like, what?
It's not a severed hand.
I'm like, what did you say? I mean, that is a complete just hypothetical. That is not a real example, but that's the sort of thing. Or I know someone who doesn't believe any of this stuff, but believes in alternate dimensions. And I'm like, oh, fuck you!
Truly.
It's the same thing! That's probably where Bigfoot's from!
Exactly. Exactly. I'm on your side.
Yep. Do you have a favorite cryptid or like urban legend? Or, you know, any, like, paranormal, like, you know, Bigfoot or aliens, like, any, do you have a favorite of any of those?
Probably the Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck is it?
My favorite's the jackalope.
What is that?
Oh, that is a rabbit with antlers.
Oh, I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah, and apparently they are very aggressive. Like, I love when I hear like experts, like cryptozoology experts, cryptozoologists. They're just like, yes, mm-hmm. Bigfoot, very gentle. Sasquatch doesn't want to hurt you. Jackalope, you see a jackalope, you run. It's like, okay.
That's so funny to me. Why is that one your favorite?
I don't know. I just like the concept of like, yeah, that or the there's like the Pennsylvania squonk, which it's like a bag of jelly or something.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
A bag of jelly. That's so funny. That's so funny. But yeah, I would say the Loch Ness Monster. I can't think of any others right now. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pig. The squonk. It's hard to describe. It's like a wrinkled, and it's known for like its sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the squonk is a mythical creature that lives in the hemlock forests of northern Pennsylvania. There are no records of this hill creature. Unlike many mythological creatures, the supposed physical characteristics of the squonk remain unchanged from the original written account, which states The squonk is of very retiring disposition, generally traveling about at twilight and dusk. It has like wrinkled skin.
Well, that sounded mildly terrifying.
And it is constantly weeping. Oh no, and I like a doofy animal. Yeah, this. Let's see. We have been talking for almost 40 minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about tonight?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm probably gonna figure out what I want to eat now. But and it probably won't be rabbit. I will say that much.
What?
But yeah.
Jackalope? You gonna have jackalope?
Nope, definitely not.
But so the last thing I ask on this show is if you have any hidden gems or like underrated horror movies, horror books that you'd like to recommend to people, something that you know people might have missed that they should check out.
Gerald's Game by Stephen King. Mm-hmm. And The Marriage Pact by Michelle Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Which I have not read that one, so.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good. It's like these couples, they get entangled with each other and like try to outdo each other. It's like, it's weird. It's like, it's cis people being stupid, but it's funny. Like, it's scary, but it's good.
Yeah. Hey, and... Yeah, and the last thing on this show is your time to plug anything you have going on. Let people know where they can find you on the internet, anything you have coming up. Now is your time.
Okay. Well, I have the online show that I co-host with my friend Elliot. It's called Witty Wednesday. It's December 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have 8 different comics from across the country that are performing. I still have my old episodes of my old podcast called Your Ex Is Here. It's 12 episodes of my friend Sophie and I interviewing our exes. You can find that wherever podcasts are available. And then people should also keep an eye out for my new podcast, which is called Weird Thoughts. The thoughts is spelled THOTS. With my friend Marcy, and we're going to be discussing true weird facts and true weird crimes. Every Thursday is when we're going to be releasing them. Yeah. So yeah,
awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking about horror movies with me today. This was awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I had fun.
I'm glad. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. Or will we?